Well, thank you for joining me for this segment. I'm going to jump right in. Today, I'm going to be speaking with you about life is like a Rubik's Cube on your journey to wholeness. And a lot of times, people think of their lives in a very linear way, and that is certainly not how life unfolds. It's not linear. And those of you, especially who have been entrepreneurs or are entrepreneurs, really understand how non-linear our lives can be. And so when you think about a Rubik's Cube, of course, when you first get one and you take it out of the package, all the colors are in place, right? So think about how when you're born, there's some things that seem to be in place, and then you start living life and starts getting scrambled. And the minute you get one area fixed in color, in order to get the other colors to join, you have to unscramble what you've done. And I know some of you are thinking, yes, it's like seems like my whole entire life. Well, in a sense, life is meant to be that way. You're here to come forth and mix it up, experience some contrast here and there, so that you can grow, evolve, so you can expand. And so when you want to quote unquote return to wholeness or achieve wholeness, you have to understand it is very much a journey. And it's an adventure. So anyone who even embarks on trying to bring a Rubik's Cube back to its original state, that they already know that it's going to be kind of a challenge to do that. Even people who have mastered being able to shift and shape those colors and get them, it took practice. It took them mastering that to get there. Nobody just really opens up a package and then just unscrews it, not screws it, but unshapes it or however, and then it comes back together right away. They had to work at that. Now, there will be some anomalies for sure of people who probably have done that, right? But I'm saying the great majority of people. So I'm not teaching from an anomaly perspective, all right? It is from fundamentally what a great majority of people will experience. So when we are talking about wholeness and being able to have a holistic experience, a well-rounded experience for your well-being, optimum living, so to speak, that definitely takes a journey. It takes a journey. And when you look at life metaphorically this way, it helps you to understand and also appreciate life even more, why it actually has to be this way. And a Rubik's Cube, of course, again, has multiple colors. You are a multifaceted individual. You are a multi-colored individual, so to speak. And of course, on this platform, in terms of talking about bringing all trades to the table, and using your life, all of it in a sense, to be able to serve different industries, you want to look at your life through the lens of being a Rubik's Cube. Now, there are colors that are already in place and you can share from that level, but then sometimes you're going to have to mix it up. You're going to have to come out of pocket a little bit from what you traditionally do and maybe go and bring other colors into form. All right. So that means sometimes something you've been doing consistently, even if it's great, there could come a time where you need to pause on that. And you need to go and do something else that's going to bring you more impact and income or fulfillment in life. So life is not one-dimensional. It is very much a Rubik's Cube. You can have your financial life in order and then your health not be. You can have a great career and then have jacked up relationships. But what are you working out in the process? What are you working on now? What are you trying to bring into form? What colors of your life are you trying to line up so that it can become whole, so to speak? And as you are kind of looking at this, again, those of you who are entrepreneurs in business for yourself or just expanding your career, it's all one for me, life and career. You want to look at those different areas, those different categories, and see how can you actually serve from those different areas, even if it is in products. Doesn't have to be something that is your main thing, so to speak. But how can you look at that through the eyes of a multi-trade type of experience, all right? And how might that be a catalyst for you in terms of the wholeness that you are trying to achieve, the wholeness that is you already, but wants to be lived through you, wants to be expressed. It's just your journey of how you, if you want to say, quote unquote, get there. To me, the journey and the destination are one and the same in a sense. And I have a work around that as well. So just think about that. Just know, yes, your life is like, it's like a Rubik's Cube. Some things you're going to have it figured out, and then that's going to unscramble, but it will all come back to be what it's supposed to be. But if you look at it through the eyes of adventure and look at what am I learning here? What is this level of mastery teaching me? Maybe I'm already whole, but maybe I'm trying to come into a different level of awareness, expanded awareness around just how whole I am. So some of what I've lived and achieved has become unraveled, or some areas where I feel like I've never been whole at all. Maybe if I come from the place that I actually am, not in a delusional type of way. All right. It's kind of reverse engineering your experience, where if you're coming from there, then it's, I wonder what I did to achieve this. Reminding myself of the story and then creating the story as you go along, that's mixing it up. All right. And saying, wow, where can I serve from this area? What contributions can I give to someone from this particular area that is unraveled that I am bringing back into form? As the colors are coming back together. So I just wanted you to think about this just in terms of how you can make some subtle shifts in the way you see the world, the way you see your world, the way you perceive life and your experiences. And I have trainings and resources below in the description that can certainly help you to enhance your experience. And to look at your life through the lens of wholeness for sure, but to see it is a Rubik's Cube. It definitely is. And it can be challenging, but the thing about it, when you master bringing those colors together, some of you like, I brought it together. I don't ever want to unravel this again. But then there's going to be some of you that will be up for the challenge again because you see what the results are. Right? Just be guided in all that you do. So that's what I have for you today. And I hope that this has been empowering, that it will help you to make the moves in life that you need to, and to bring all of who you are to the table, all trades, all hands on deck, so to speak, all skills present. And looking at your life in new ways so that you can skill up and level up and then ultimately be able to help someone else do the same. All right. So I look forward to being back with you for another segment soon. Thanks for tuning in. Take care and stay blessed.